Despite anti-conversion laws in Chhattisgarh, church growth increases. A ministry is building a new future in El Salvador, and One Outreach is bringing hope and love to the faces of schoolchildren in Moldova. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Chhattisgarh, India's anti-conversion bill has run into trouble over amendment questions. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains what's happening.
They want to amend the law to make it stronger. And the amendment that's being proposed is that any religious conversion will require a pre-approval on the part of the government.
The changes are more hoops for new believers to jump through. Stravers believes the laws were designed to slow the spread of Christianity.
The current laws in places like Chhattisgarh, and Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Orissa have put a damper on a lot of things. And of course, some Christians who might otherwise be a little bolder in their work are going to be intimidated by the laws, and that's what we're praying that that won't happen.
Stravers says even if enforcement causes problems for their partners, they're not easily deterred.
The persecution that they are feeling at this time, they found to be a stimulus to ministry.
Meanwhile, Open Doors reports that today, Beslan, Russia is mournfully remembering the school siege of 2004. 331 people were killed by Chechen separatists during the siege, 186 of them children. Open Doors reports that the incident still alienates many in Beslan from ordinary life. Many are ready for the gospel, but there are few Christian workers in the area. Open Doors is offering scripture and literature to the area. Pray that the church will help people come to terms with this tragedy. You're listening to Mission Network News.
We have a new work starting in El Salvador where we're partnering with some Honduran missionaries. We'd like to send work teams down there to help with the building projects that'll be ongoing.
That's World Gospel Missions' Bill Booker talking about their newest project involving a medical clinic. Booker says they had one small problem, no tools. He hit upon the idea of an online gift registry. But would it work with a hardware store?
I contacted our local Home Depot store with a list of tools that we would need, and working with them, we were able to come up with a gift registry that's online.
It's a perfect jumpstart for a new outreach in El Salvador. Booker explains how the construction builds opportunities to share the gospel.
Work teams is a tremendous opportunity, not only for the people to interact with the nationals, but then the internationals seeing the love of Jesus coming to the field through work teams and people giving their time and talent.
Go to our website for details. Next, Transworld Radio is designed a broadcast to help missionaries keep their spiritual batteries charged. MemCare by Radio is a 15-minute daily program designed to encourage missionaries living in a different culture. Scott Hollinger says it's different than traditional member care programs.
What we provide is what I would call pan mission. You know, it goes to the different agencies, to anybody who can listen to our radio programs.
It's currently airing in English, in Europe, Central Asia, and Africa. The program addresses many topics that someone isolated by living in an unfamiliar culture needs to hear.
A lot of times we deal with conflict management, disappointment in missions, cross-cultural living, children.
Hollinger says their goal is more than just keeping missionaries in the field, but
giving people the tools they need to stay on the field and not just live there, but to thrive where they are at, where God has put them.
And finally, over the weekend, Little Samaritan Mission distributed thousands of Face of a Child gifts prior to the first day of school. School groups, churches, Sunday school classes, and many others helped make the Face of a Child project possible for approximately 6,000 children in the Republic of Moldova and Transnistria. Each child gets a new winter coat, school supplies, and hygiene products. Often, the love that accompanies the gift opens the doors for the hope of the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.